welcome to number 7. Today, it's just me and a bag of carrots, so you might hear that going on in the background. So I thought I'd talk today about is all the code that I've wrote in the past year or so. So you probably, if you're a normal person, you may as well just sign out now. Unless you're interested in the sort of thing that I do, which, I guess you're about to find out. So, I've wrote quite a lot of good open source code lately, at least this year. The first stuff that I really did that was open source was a bunch of iPhone games back when I was living in Brazil. I made a little series of different games that show you how you can do different kind of physics concepts with what was back then quite a small game engine. Now it's massive. It's got loads of the games in the top 10 use it. It's ported to the Mac as well as to the Apple, to the iPhone, iPad, etc. Really cool. And I still get a massive amount of traffic on my website just because of those. So what they were 3 different games. There was Throne, which was a game very similar in concept actually to Angry Birds, whereby, you know, you had this cute little character, you had to draw a line saying where, what direction you wanted to throw him, and you had to then try and get to a certain point on the level. So I had a certain amount of throws, and after that it would get reset. If you hit spikes, there was blood everywhere, and it was kind of cool. It was good. It was a nice game. But the other one was Chucked, which was I used it to show people how you can have physical objects that you can then touch with your finger and move them around and drag and have them interact properly. And the game was quite simple again. The game was just, you had to throw the guy up as high as possible. Or to use the correct vernacular, you had to chuck him up as high as possible. And the game would measure how high you threw him up, and it would compete it against the last throws. What was really nice like about that was when you landed, it would see how fast you were at the time, and if you were over a certain speed, the entire game would sort of slow down in Matrix style, and because you were landing on this sort of pit of balls, all these balls would suddenly move really slowly out of your way as you slammed into them. But then, like, after half a second, it'll just go to, like, a hyper speed to make up for it, and they just all fly off and then stuck and land back down on top of you after. There's a really good feedback to let you know that, you know, that was a good throw. Those balls are everywhere now. And then, well, the other one was, I don't know what the other one was. Oh, yeah. It was extremely simple. It was the first one I did, but it was just, you know, you've got a character, and the physics depend upon how you're holding your iPhone. So if you're holding upside down, it'll fall to the bottom of the screen, regardless of how you're holding the phone. Which again, it's quite a nice concept. At some point, I'd like to do one where the level rotates with the app, so that it's always in the same kind of position. Like a little square that you can rotate, you can spin the phone around, but he'll always stay at the same position. You see a lot of things a bit like that in driving games that are 3D. And there's one more iPhone thing that I made back then, and that was someone had released this pretty cool amount of code for checking to see if someone's pirated your game. So what I made was embeddable mini game that you could have if it detected that someone was actually had pirated your app. So you would you'd get that, and if it was pirated, all it would be was this cool, like, ASCII, vector skull that you could then kind of move the character around again. All physics based, and you could just mess. But they're all really good learning tools. I'd get emails every week or two from people that were trying to figure out how this works and how that works. So it was always good because I was always forced to make sure that I commented my code and made it all pretty readable for people. I'm not quite sure whether it was extremely good practice code because there was a lot of like low level C in there. And but back then I think that was the only way you could really handle all the physics collisions. So I let myself off. So from that, there's only one other thing that I did interesting around then, and that was iGig, which is the program that we use in the band for handling all the background music and drums and guitar synths and things. That's kind of cool. It handles all our set list, so we have a good idea of how long a set's going to last. For a while we even had it so you could auto play the next song straight away, but it doesn't really take into account things like guitars, tunings, and all these other things. Not just hanging out and talking. That's really important when you're a band, I think. I've been updating that every now and again. It's like a project. It was my dissertation originally, which means I've been working on it off and on for about 3 years. Lately I've just been thinking of ways I can hook it up to different stuff. I'm still pretty impressed with when it worked with the Guitar Hero controller. That was quite nice. I'd like to try something like that again at some point. Maybe with the DJ Hero controller. That'd be interesting. So, this is all kind of pre-GitHub stuff. And now it's like, there's not even a second's thought about whether any code I really want to make is going to go on GitHub. I made this great program. It's a Ruby gem. Ruby gems are like libraries that have a centralized downloader. So if you wanted to get it, you'd just be able to type gem install Herokuize. And it's for this this really cool company called Heroku, where in fact you'll have seen it, because in order to subscribe to here you'll have had to go through my autocast.heroku.com, which is hosted on Heroku, and it's they let you host Ruby apps for free. I'm sure once you start scaling then it becomes a bit of an issue, but when you're working on, you know, 5 to 10 people a day, it's not a particular issue to have it free. So I made this thing called Herokuize, which allows you to just type in the terminal Herokuize name of something, and what it'll do is automatically generate all the code necessary to get a website up and running on Heroku, and put all that code both on GitHub and send it up to Heroku. So what will happen then is that you've now got a fully working website hosted somewhere, and all the code is available and open source for anybody to check it out. I did eventually add a no open source bit, but that's only because every now and again you just want to make these tiny websites of like, it's just not worth putting on GitHub. So from that I've made quite a lot of websites based from Herokuize. So I made a countdown website where you could create your own countdown, and that was again originally a Herokuize app. But they're really good for making small single site websites. So talking about GitHub, I've been working on this project whereby you can almost treat GitHub as a file system. So say you're looking on someone's page and they're kind of interesting, and you want to look through their code, which you can do now quite well, to be honest. I mean, you can't look at it in TextMate, but you can look at it through their built-in website, and that's reasonable. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to be able to say, all right, I want to be able to read this in TextMate. I want to look at the, I want to be able to diff the pings or whatever I really want to do with it. Maybe open it without having to do the download. And so I created this thing called Fuse Hub, which when you combine that with a Google Chrome extension I made, you can just click on any page and a special new button that either lets you open it directly in your computer as though it was a new filing system that's just arrived on your computer, like a GitHub filing system, and you can just create folders and look around and just view, browse people's code just as though it was actually on your computer. It was definitely needed back then, but I don't think it's quite so relevant anymore now that GitHub have got a really nice file explorer built into their website. It's a shame, because it's a nice project, but I think it's had its time, and I'm fine for it to go. It's another project that still hasn't yet had its time, and has been in process now for quite about 3 or 4 months, is an app that I call Tickets, which I use for keeping track of all the tickets that we have in work, because we all use Lighthouse, but quite a lot of the time it's just a ball ache. You want to you have to go to the website and you have to fill in a bunch of the same fields again and again. So I tried to automate that. A lot of it is up and running and working now, but the problem with something like that is the sheer scale of tiny interface tweaks that you have to make just to make it usable. I expect in a few, maybe in a month or two, it might even be presentable for the App Store. Don't really want to make any money from it, but it would be nice to get it out there and say, hey, look, you can check it out. That'd be cool. So my current main project lately has actually been setting up this podcast. I've got a good blog post about it. And I think I can generify a lot of the code behind it. So then if someone else wants to set up their own podcast, they can do it very easily. It'd be kind of nice if I could make a script maybe that someone could use to then instantly upload their own podcast site up onto Heroku, and then they can just upload their files wherever they want, and they have the exact same freedom as I do to make these, which would be cool. I'd like to help people set up their own. I think one of the bars that I hang around in wants to create their own one about cocktails, so I think there'd be a good first client, if you will, to make sure that it's kind of idiot proof. Because I know when something's going to go wrong. Because I know why it's gone wrong. Other people won't. And it's, they're the people that you really want to pay attention to. Other than that, some local code that I wrote is actually my blog / website, now that it's built into one. It's ironic that I gave Grax some really good advice about changing his Grax domain to actually be based on Tumblr instead of self-coding it from scratch. But it turned out, about a month after giving him that advice, I turned around and did the exact opposite, which I think is what you always do when you give people advice. And I kind of fall for this idea that if you're going to make a website, why not? It doesn't have to be live updated all the time. You should just have it static. So I have this thing called Jekyll. Not my code, but GitHub's. That's basically a static site generator, so it pre-compiles all your site on your computer, and then you can either upload the files yourself, and then you've got this painfully fast website, because, you know, it doesn't have to do any processing. And Bob's your uncle. I mean, with Rocksaw 2, we keep getting malicious codes somehow inserted, and you can never be sure where or how. And the problem, there's a few problems why that happens. You know, shared instances are just random PHP kind of screwed around about people really knowing where the security holes are in it. But in this case, if it's on Heroku, it's a individual virtualized instance that no one else has access to. And in this case, GitHub hosts all my files, and they are fast as fuck, because, you know, they're a big company, and that's their job. So I've been moving as much as possible from our old web host over to GitHub or Heroku. The next one that's coming over is my band's website, brutaltechnopunk.com. That one is it's posing a bit of a problem, because there's a lot of large files on there and a lot of inline PHP, which I really want to get rid of. And I'll find a way soon enough. There's only 2 or 3 more pages that need porting before it's on. But that should speed up the website massively. So that's generally an overview of the stuff that I've wrote in the past year or two. As ever, all my code is on GitHub, because that's the most awesome place in the world to put in your code. And yeah. You actually stayed this long? Alright, ciao.